Module 3, Lesson 3.3, Movement.
So not only do we need to give some consideration to where your child sleeps during the night, but we also need to think about where they're sleeping during the day. And here it's more common that parents will use strollers, carriers, rockers, all those kind of gadgets for nap time, right? And often it's something that worked well for you during the newborn days because most newborns love to sleep with movement. It reminds them of being swayed back and forth in the womb. But once your baby is over 4 months of age, naps with movement may become problematic for several reasons. Firstly, movement can become a sleep association, and we're going to talk more on that in Module 7. But basically, this means you need to keep the movement constant in order to help your child connect their sleep cycles and achieve a long nap. And that may also then have a negative effect on night sleep as those sleep habits become ingrained and your child is wanting to sleep with movement in the middle of the night as well as during the day. Secondly, children who are used to sleeping in the stroller are often unable to fall asleep for naps indoors, or they'll only catnap inside, meaning that you're forced to go for stroller walks if you want to achieve a good nap every single day, come rain or come shine, and that becomes just very tedious for parents. The stroller or carrier is also hardly the most sleep-conducive environment. It's just hard to achieve that long nap because of the light and noise your little one is exposed to, and depending on their temperament, they may be more or less sensitive to. Movement during sleep may also decrease the quality of the nap as your child gets older because it can prevent the child from falling into a deep sleep. That means that even if they're getting the right quantity or number of hours of day sleep for their age, they may actually still end up overtired by bedtime because their sleep was not restorative enough. So that's why we recommend that from 4 months onwards, your child does at least one nap in bed with no movement, preferably the long lunchtime nap, and we'll discuss why in the module on day routines. But not only does this give your child practice sleeping in their bed and give them restorative sleep in the middle of their day, it also prevents overtiredness, which, as we're going to see, this is one of the most important things we need to do to improve our child's sleep. So go to your worksheets now and answer the questions for Module 3, Lesson 3.3 on movement.